Ken Weeb from the Winnipeg Sun joins us. Kenny, how are you?
Very well, Jay. How are you, man?
Good. It's seriously, it's like minus 25 there today, isn't it?
Yeah, I did not spend a lot of time outside of walking from my car into the MTS Iceplex outside today, and that will not change this evening, I don't think.
Now, has it been cold there all year, or has it been pretty mild?
No, we've been mild here, not a whole lot of snow. Now, I've been traveling a lot personally, but yeah, no, the weather's been fine up until this point. So the Oilers will be thankful the game is in Edmonton and not here tomorrow, that's
yeah,
for sure.
I would think so. The Winnipeg Jets, this has been a disappointing season for the Jets. After them making the playoffs last year, a lot of people felt like, okay, that was a good step. Now the Jets continue to improve, but it has not happened this season at all. I look at, you know, to me, the obvious thing missing is they just don't have those dynamic offensive guys. They've got some good offensive players, but not anybody that can really compete with the Canes and the Sagans and the Tarasenkos of that division. You've got Jacob Trouba, you've got Myers, you've got Byfuglien on the right side. Does Cheval Dayoff have to dangle his defenseman to try to get an offensive player by next year?
Well, I would just argue slightly on that point. Blake Wheeler's had a great year for the
Okay,
Jets.
Fair point.
Top 10 scorer for most of the year. But again, a lot of the assists, you know, he has 14 goals. But, could they use a 30-goal guy? Absolutely. Any team would. Is that going to come via trade? Boy, it certainly could. But, again, as you know, not a lot of teams throwing away 30-goal scorers either. And the one guy with the Jets who had 29, Andrew Ladd, who knows if he's going to be here with the Jets 2 weeks from now. So if they end up having to trade Ladd for a defenseman, there will definitely be a big chunk of offense missing from the lineup, even though Ladd's production has dipped a bit this year with just the 13 goals. But he's shown some signs of life lately after coming off that sports hernia surgery, that he's getting back to the player he was. And I suspect that if a contract offer will not be made in the next 2 weeks, in terms that would lead to an extension, Ladd will be traded. So it's going to be an interesting time here in the next 2 weeks for the Jets, that's for sure.
I look at teams, like every team, of course, could use an Austin Matthews type. But the Jets, I put them right up there. Like, they need it more because I think they have better pieces. Toronto's a long ways away. Calgary could use it, but definitely the Winnipeg Jets. If I look at the bottom teams, because Buffalo got Jack Eichel last year, the Jets are the team that if there was a team that could win the lottery that would benefit the most, I think it's the Jets.
Oh, no question. Again, obviously the Jets have Brian Little at center, a good two-way player. Mark Scheifele's really come along this year as well, but man, if you can put an absolute franchise changer into your lineup, obviously the Oilers are seeing it with Connor McDavid. If they could add Matthews or even either one of the Finns, and to be honest, even a guy like Matthew Tkachuk would really help them as well, sort of shore up the left side. But obviously a guy like Matthews would certainly help the Jets. And again, they've got a tough road ahead here. They're in a stretch of 8 of 10 away from home. They have not won 3 games in a row through 53 games, and even though they're only 7 points out of it, if a team can't win 3 in a row, it's really hard to make up ground in the Western Conference, as you know.
Oh, for sure, especially in that tough Central Division. Goaltending, Pavlik has been activated, so he is back in. They sent Hellebuck down to the minors. Who's going to start in goal tomorrow night?
Paul Maurice wouldn't say for sure, but I have to imagine it's going to be Pavlik. Otherwise, why take him off IR right now? You could have just allowed Hellebuck to stay with the team if they weren't going to start Pavlik. Spoke with Pavlik today. He's eager and ready to go, but again, I think people need to remember that this is only a temporary move. Hellebuck has been really good for the Jets in starting 18 out of the last 20, but he doesn't require waivers, so he can go up and down easily. Last thing the Jets would want to do is put Hutchinson on waivers potentially, and then all of a sudden Pavlik re-injures the knee and you're left with having to call up Eric Comrie as your backup, even though he's had a good year at the AHL level. I think this is just a temporary solution where Maurice needs to find out how Pavlik's going to come back and whether or not Hutchinson will be here next year. I would expect Hellebuck will be back shortly and would be tracking to be the starter for next season, but they're probably only going to have one of Pavlik or Hutchinson here, so they need to get that determination. So Hellebuck's been very good. Lately, he has been struggling a little bit, as has the team in front of him. He's given up 21 goals in his last 8 starts and been pulled in 2 of those. So I think it's partially to calm the nerves of a young goaltender, but also I think this is more of a path of least resistance move in order to give them buy them some time to see what's going on with their other two goalies.
Going back to Andrew Ladd, heck of a guy in the room. You look at his age and you look at his production. Him asking for $6 million doesn't seem to jive. Do you think if he tests free agency, does anyone give him six, or is he somebody who's going to have to lower his demands to get a long-term contract as far as the actual money every year?
Yeah, no, fair question. I think you could easily make the argument that Andrew Ladd is worth more to the Jets than he is to some franchises. But, you know, his overall body of work is quite impressive. Just looking ahead to next year, one of the teams that I could see maybe having the potential to pay the $5 to $6 million a year would be Carolina. You've got Cam Ward coming off the books. You've got Eric Staal probably coming off the books. Ladd's probably a guy they regret trading in the first place. They've got a good young team with a lot of core pieces. Andrew might be a real good fit to sort of show the way for some of those young players. But, you know, who knows if there's a team that's willing to go six or six plus on Ladd. But again, he's been a consistent performer. And I think, again, like I said, not sure about the long-term ramifications. But if you're a team that's trying to put yourself over the top and you have a chance to get Andrew Ladd, I think you don't have any problem giving up a first-round pick and possibly a prospect to get him.
Anyone else on the Jets you think they will move out of the deadline?
You know what? It's tough to say, Jay, but I just don't see them making a lot of moves here. Is it possible they could ship out one of their depth defensemen? Sure, but you know, Paul Polson's played two games this year. He has some offensive potential, but he essentially has played three games in the last calendar year, so and hasn't really established himself as a full-time NHLer. And Adam Pardy hasn't really played much this year either. He could help a team as a depth guy and give you a boost to the penalty kill. But, you know, some people around here would love to see the Jets trade Toby Enstrom. But at $5.75 million and with 11 points, you know, not a lot of teams that are contenders have room to take on that salary for the production, even though he's a good possession player and a very smart individual. So, you know, I don't think that's going to be happening. Travis Hamonic has been linked to the Jets, obviously, because it's closest to his hometown. I just don't see the Islanders moving Hamonic before the deadline. They're in a win-now situation, and I think they're going to hold on to him. And if there is a move to be made with the Jets, I think that'll happen at the draft this year. But it'll be interesting, but I don't see a lot of activity from Chevalier outside of what happens with the Andrew Ladd resolution of that situation.
Well, that would be a pretty big deal if he does get dealt. And I would agree with you. If he doesn't have a contract, pretty much almost a sure thing he will get traded somewhere. Ken, we appreciate it. Stay warm, and we'll talk again soon.
Okay, thanks for having me, Jay. Have a great show here. Take care.